nicotinic acid.
Welcome to the Cosmic Overdrive, your source of deranged music on Intergalactic FM. Your host for this evening, Rude 66.
Nine.
Botard. 99% of gargoyles look like Botard. 99% of gargoyles look like Botard.
The brilliant half man, half biscuit. I have to switch something here. I have sound still on my microphone. Half man, half biscuit opening Cosmic Overdrive episode number, I think we're on 114, I think. I'm not quite sure, but I think so. From the back in the DHSS album from 1986, original pressing on vinyl on Pro Plus Records from Liverpool, I think. Anyway, this is their first album. Band is still going as we speak. They scored their first top 40, or actually top 100 hit last year with the equally wonderfully titled Joy Division Oven Gloves. And that's kind of a specialty from them. Interesting song titles and references to popular culture, mostly from the 70s and 80s. Great band. Unfortunately, I never saw them live because I don't even know if they ever played outside the borders of the UK. Certainly, I don't think they ever played here in Holland. There's a good story about them that they were once invited to play on a national TV music show, but they declined because their local football team was playing the same night, and that they had other priorities, so to speak. Anyway, this is a special part one of a special about what I refer to as the C86 band's generation, mid-80s English independent guitar bands. Sort of named after a cassette release that came with NME magazine, and that sort of became a name from the whole style, even though we're going to play also some stuff that doesn't really go in there, but sort of sideways has something vaguely to do with it. Anyway, the next one we're going to play is one of those bands. Not really a C86 band, but more like the birth of shoegaze, so to speak. We're going to play a track by The Jesus and Mary Chain from their first 7-inch. I'll never forget, I was in the UK when I first heard this played on the show of the legendary John Peel, of course. So where else? And I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And the next day, I literally rushed to the record store, of which there are, of course, hundreds there in London, or I don't know if there's still hundreds, but there were at the time. And I bought this 7-inch, the first 7-inch Upside Down by The Jesus and Mary Chain on Creation Records. And I'm not going to play Upside Down itself. I'm going to play the B-side, which is a Syd Barrett cover, a very good way of linking the weirdness that went on in the late 60s, early 70s with the weirdness that went on in the mid 80s. Anyway, this is The Jesus and Mary Chain and Vegetable Man.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You can actually count the grooves on this record. Sunny Sunday Smile by My Bloody Valentine from their first or one of their first 12 inches before they made their two seminal albums in the late 80s. They released several other records, and you can kind of already hear their genius that they would show later on these tracks, but it's still in a bit of an infant form, so to speak. Anyway, I don't know how long this lasted, but it must have been something like 2 minutes. And you can see the needle moving over because it's actually one side of a 12 inch, and so that doesn't really make sense. I have another 12 inch, I think, by the Smiths. It also has like a 2:10 track on one side of the 12 inch, and well, it makes for good sound quality. That's for sure. Anyway, the next band that we have on our turntables here is also one of the trademark bands, actually, from the C86 generation. This comes from a 7-inch that is an EP. It's a 3-track EP on the band's own label, 53rd and 3rd Records, of course. course, named after a very famous Ramones song. The band is The Shop Assistants, and the track we're going to play is, I think, one of their best, or their best, and it's called Safety Net.
Supposed to understand it's really
Yes, it was a live version, the Mighty Lemon Drops, and Take Me Up from a 7-inch, no, a 12-inch, it's not a 7-inch, that was given away free with a Record Mirror magazine. Those were the days when record stores would sell lots of music magazines. Music magazines would give away records and actual records, and not CDs or not download codes or shit like that. But no, just add a full-size 12-inch to your magazine. So great times. Anyway, this is a 12-inch that has some promotional things for bands of those days. And well, the Mighty Lemon Drops were a fantastic band, and I'll play some more stuff. We'll do a part two of the C86 special next week, and I will play some more stuff from the Mighty Lemon Drops, because they sure deserve it. Anyway, we're going now to something a little earlier, that a band that is not really part of this generation, or that was still around when all these bands came up, but they were one of the more established names, so to speak. But this is a track from a 7-inch. That's actually from a demo, Peel Session or a demo version. Anyway, I don't know. We're talking about Echo and the Bunnymen, and the single that this extra 7-inch limited edition came with was, I think, Bring on the Dancing Horses, which is from around this time. But the track we're going to play is a very nice early version, and the rare thing that I always found very cool is that they actually use a drum machine on this track, and later, of course, they would have a real drummer. But this is Echo and the Bunnymen and Villiers Terrace with a drum machine.
Been up to rebellious terrorists. I've been in a daze for days. I drank some of the medicine and I didn't like the taste. I've been up to rebellious terrorists. Said people rolled on carpet, but I never thought they'd do those things. Those things. Those things. Those things. Those things.
Yes, That's great stuff. This is actually how, believe it or not, how the Shaman used to sound like before they discovered E, and before that horrible Mr. C became part of the lineup. They were just another guitar band. And it's actually funny to see or to hear in their discography how they change from, well, a cool and interesting, funny guitar band. But, you know, one that where there are 10 million others like them, to slowly getting drum machines in, getting acid lines in their tracks. And they slowly change to a, well, a top 40 house I don't even think you can call that a band anymore, what they were in the end, sort of more like an act than a band anyway. And among the time, one of the guys also died, one of the original members. So it all would, well, not really end in tears, but they've been through some stuff through the days. Anyway, this track was called Snake Charmer, and it's from... I think from 1986. It's on a compilation album that I will play some more stuff from later. But first, let's see where we're going to. It's a bit of a chaos here. I am surrounded by piles of 7 inches, 12 inches compilation albums. And so, well, sometimes things don't quite go the way they are supposed to go in the show. But hey, that all makes it more live, more fun. And that's what you get when you want to make it difficult for yourself and play vinyl. Anyway, we're going to move on to another band that I think all the almost all the bands I'm playing are not really part of that C86 generation, but these guys were part of the generation, but not really part of the movement, because they were obviously not serious enough for that. We're going to play a cover that that they did in their very early days, but it's still a lot of fun to listen to. This is Pop Will Eat Itself, and what is it? F111, F9111. I can't read the title from here. And of course, with my very limited memory, I forgot what the track is called. And it's, of course, the original is by ZZ Sputnik. This is Pop Will Eat Itself.
Thank you. the disco cause she wanted to rock. But the guys on the floor said it's just poppycock. She asked me could she borrow my F-111. Said it's sweet, sweet pie, and I took her up to heaven. I did her a favor, she was down on the luck. Gotta shoot, shoot, shoot it up. Shoot it up.
Shoot it up. And this was, of course, the Popple Eat itself. And Love Missile F-111, that was the name of the track. And, well, the more you talk about chaos, the more it happens. So maybe I just shouldn't talk about it anymore. Anyway, the track you heard before that was Tallulah Gosh by Tallulah Gosh. Scottish cute girl voices always work well with me. And let's see what we have next on the turntables here. Another, I don't think Scottish, but definitely cute girl voices. This is a track that the band would later put on their album. And it's a much more elaborate version with better arrangements and properly recorded and blah, 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 blah. But it doesn't have... the charm of this original. This is also, I think, a shorter version. It's on the same compilation, Imminent 5, one of the many indie compilations that came out at the time that the Shaman track was also on there. This is on the other side, and this is a track by a band that started out interesting. Sort of sold their soul to the devil later on, becoming rather commercial in their sound. But the early stuff is very, very good. This is The Primitives and Shadow.
Thank you.
1.5 seconds. Whoa. Turn this down. Let's see. Okay, here we are. 1.5 minutes of brilliance. We've got a fuzz box and we're going to use it. An XXX on pink vinyl on Vindaloo Records from Birmingham. Also a kind of a joke. I don't think they could really play, but for one 7-inch with four tracks, it's a lot of fun. I also have a cassette from them. Weird stuff, but another band that later tried to make their sound a bit more commercial, and I don't know why these bands try that, because actually it never ever works. Anyway, the next one we have is let's do some more cute girl bands. This is The Flatmates and I Could Be in Heaven.
I'm gonna make it.
Let's see. Here I am. It's a bit of a mess here with the mixer because, we have to do too many things here to make all the sounds hearable. But I'm here again, and I wanted to say that how much I always love this track. This is a band that I think they only ever released one single on the seminal Rough Trade label. This is the singer from the Shop Assistants that left after they did the album. They did several singles, then the album, and then the whole thing kind of fell apart. And they returned later, and I don't even know what the later stuff sounds like. But this is the singer from the Shop Assistants that formed a new band called The Motorcycle Boy. And this track is from a 12-inch like I said, I think it's their only record. The track is called Big Rock Candy Mountain, and this is the 7-inch mix, because on the B-side there is a 12-inch dance mix. I don't really think that this kind of material lends itself to a 12-inch dance mix, so it doesn't really do the track any justice. So I played the original 7-inch mix, and like I said, that was the only thing that we ever heard from the Motorcycle Boy on Rough Trade Records. This EP was released, and the same story can be told for the next band, or at least I don't know anything else about them. I just bought this 7-inch because I really like the track, and I have no idea if they did anything else, or if anything else was ever released, or I don't even know where they come from, or what the story is behind the band, but I like it anyway, and that's for me, that's all that matters. This is a track on the seminal Stiff Records label, and the band is called Furniture, and the track is called Brilliant Mind.
I'm at the stage where everything I thought meant something seems so unappealing. I'm ready for the real thing, but nobody's selling, no, except you and yours, saying open up your eyes and ears and let me in. You must be out of your brilliant mind. Must be out of your brilliant mind. You're at the stage. You want your empty words heard and everybody's ready. They want to know your secrets, but you are not selling. You're just gesturing, saying open up your arms and heart. You must be out of your brilliant mind. You must be out of your brilliant mind. When I'm at the stage where I want my words heard and no one wants to listen. No one wants to listen, cause everybody's yelling about you and yours and how I'd have the answer if I'd only open up and let you in. They must be out of their brilliant minds. They must be out of their brilliant minds. Be out of your brilliant minds.
And I see that we're already quickly coming up to the time that, well, the show is over. So I'm quickly going to say goodbye. Next week we'll do a part two, because there is a whole nother pile of stuff laying around here. Next track, last track I'm going to play for you is another fantastic one. One of my favorite bands from the time, but this is from an album from 1984. This is Orange Juice and What Presence.
Same.